We're talking today with Patrick Zeke from Oklahoma Ag Credit. Patrick, you just have fairly recently taken over the reins of the operation with Oklahoma Ag Credit. You've been involved with Farm Credit and with the Ag Credit industry for several years now.
Yeah, Ron, I started in Farm Credit in 1990, and for all but two of those 29 years, I've been with Farm Credit. Different places. I've been in Enid, but up in Kansas at our what we call our district bank, mm-hmm. and then I've been at Oklahoma Ag Credit for the last 11 years.
And Oklahoma Ag Credit is a fairly recent merger of a couple of very strong traditional farm credits in the state.
That's correct. Chisholm Trail Farm Credit, which was based out of Enid, and East Central Oklahoma, which was based out of Broken Arrow, merged back on January 1 of 16 to form the largest farm credit system cooperative in Oklahoma. And so we're a little over $1.3 billion today. And again, we've experienced what we believe are pretty good times from an agricultural credit perspective. You never know. You're just one or two crop failures from problems. But so far, things have worked really well.
Right. I know that exciting announcement that you were able to share with your entire system recently with the $6 million give back announcement that that was made. That is significant back to these farmers and ranchers.
Yeah, Ron, the board of directors decides how much patronage we're going to pay, and there was a lot of spirited discussion in our boardroom about how in lean times in agriculture in Oklahoma that we need to do everything we can to help those producers and membership out. And so we had given $5 million last year. They said we need to step it up, and so we increased it to $6 million this year. Those payments will start actually tomorrow on April 3rd and then run through the next 2 weeks. We have open houses, and then for the people that aren't able to get to the open houses, we will mail them or just apply it to their loan.
So I know that the entire ag industry has obviously had a lot of changes since you started in the 90s. What's different about the ag lending industry today compared to, say, 15, 20 years ago?
You know, I anybody that has been involved with production, agriculture, financing, it's not going to be anything new I'm going to say. It's the polarization. We see larger and larger credits that we have to, you know, have specialists to be able to deal with those and understand those complex operations. And then you've got the more part-time, you know, hobby lifestyle farmers that want their, you know, they want just as much service, but they want it quick, and they probably prefer to do it on their phone. And that's something that we're really grappling with as an association, of strike the right balance between, you know, that personal service and having a, you know, a branch, you know, bricks versus the clicks. And we're really struggling with how do we provide that kind of service yet do it efficiently and conveniently for that customer.
And that, you know, most certainly does, I guess, put you all in a unique situation. You've got a lot of locations, so you've got that the brick side of it pretty well covered.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably that digital side, that those newer methods of being able to deliver service, that's where you've got a step up.
Yeah, and that we've talked about this in our boardroom and our management, that we need to make a big investment, because in technology, you know, you think you're up to date, and within a year or two, you're already being passed by the next technology. And so it's just a constant reinvesting in our business to make sure we have the best tools for our employees, but also for our customers.
What kind of shape are we in Oklahoma right now as far as the overall ag economy from your perspective as a lender?
You know, and I can only speak from Oklahoma Ag Credit's perspective. Up until probably 3 months ago, we were all surprised at how well our portfolio has held up from a credit quality perspective. It just seems that in the last couple months, we've had some people that have come in that they finally are to their last dollar, and they're needing some help. They're needing us to restructure. And so I think, you know, the more traditional ag you get, the further west you get, the more of a challenge it is. The further east we're seeing, you know, there's a lot more off-farm employment. The state economy is still doing very well from an employment perspective. Those people aren't having the problems that the traditional agriculture people are on the west side of our territory.
I guess what crop agriculture has the most challenges. Cattle industry doing pretty well from what you can tell?
Yeah, that's right. We continue to see break even to nice profits on the cattle side. But yeah, if you're growing soybeans or corn or wheat, you know, they're struggling out there to even make break even.
What What advice do you have to a producer as they work with you, your folks with Oklahoma Ag Credit, or you know any lender for that matter? What do they need to do to be that person that you want to work with?
I'd say one word: communication. If what we've tried to tell our customers are, if you're going to have problems, get to us early. Let's don't wait till things get past a point certain point of no return. So we just encourage them to come up and visit with us as soon as possible, and then that way it gives us as much time to work out a plan that can help them retain profitability and get caught up on their payments and be able to continue financing going forward.
Thanks, Patrick. Patrick Zeke with Oklahoma Ag Credit. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.